Lua de mostarda. They do exactly the same. To me? Well, my God, I admit that I didn't behave. Because I did exactly always the opposite of what they told me to do. Well, the thing is, in response to that behavior of mine, or misbehavior, one slap and another slap, and this time I fought him back, punching him, kicking him. I hurt him, and he hurt me in front of the class. Well, he won because he was bigger. He pulled me, pushing me out of the room, and I ended up all red because he actually he hit me. I don't know how many times, and I did exactly the same to him. Oh my God, that was a man. 1944. Well, the principal of the school, she was a woman tall, Frau Vincent, I remember.
Vincent.
Actually, in German, Vincent. W-I-N. V-E-R.
Okay.
Well, my father came and I told him in front of him. He did this and that and the other thing. I'm not going to allow him. And I even say all of them are Nazis. They think that I am a Jew. I am not a Jew. They are not treating me like a Jew. I have nothing against Jews. In fact, I have very good friends, Jewish friends, and I don't know anything about the Holocaust and things like that. And my father said, I am going to go to the Ministry of Education, and you know that this school is going to be closed. Why? Because they tried to cover it, you know, doctor, this and that. It must have been, I don't know. You know that where academic year goes from March to December. It must have been in the middle. So it was really the end, and well, the compromise was range, because otherwise I was going to lose my ear, ready to go to secondary school. Well, I finished up school, and I said to myself, I'm going to forget German, which I did. And I regret it very much, because the chances I get all over my life of reading German, speaking German, being in touch with German people, because, you know, now I realize that language and politics have nothing to do one with each other. It's attached to a language, a political image.
Yeah.
It's crazy.